Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Where is that abductor muscle? Does anyone know? So he's injured now, allegedly. I don't know how bad it is or anything. It looked like he was walking off under his own power to the locker room. No problem. He didn't seem like he was all banged up. Talking about Steph Curry, it's in the thigh area that he had a problem. I had one of those today. Remember I told you yesterday my thigh, my quad, the side of my leg? I got treatment today for it, though, Mafia. I went and did electroshock. I got the shock treatment. Shock the body. Shock. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Shaka Khan. Anyway, we're live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. PharrellOnTheBench.com is where it's at. Tomorrow you got Louisville and Cuse, Fresno and Boise. The guy, by the way, I'll talk about that in a second, that game, the Boise game. A guy had asked me about that game, what I thought of it. Saturday, Notre Dame, Florida State, and Bedlam. That's Oklahoma State, Oklahoma. Sunday, Saints, Bengals, Pats, Titans, Sunday night, Dallas, Philly. PharrellOnTheBench.com has everything. NBA, NHL, college hoops now, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy. Sign up today, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Make sure you catch my sports betting show, Pharrell on the Bets, on WestwoodOnePodcast.com, on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere podcasts are available. It's Pharrell on the Bets. Tomorrow, episode 64 on Friday, episode 64. Check it out. Follow us on Twitter at OnTheBets, WWO. We also have a podcast for this show, Pharrell on a Bench, which is on Twitter after the show, at Scott Pharrell, at On the Bench CBS. That is every show, and we put it out after the show, and then the next day we put it out as well. And it's also on CBSSportsRadio.com and on Facebook.com/Pharrell on the Bench. Also on that Pharrell on the Bench one, we put up Pharrell Ballers highlights and Naughty Movies. Actually, we don't put Naughty Movies up there, but it's a thought. So 4-4 in aggregate now. Carver, I have to ask you. I thought they missed a hand call, and they didn't get it. And then a minute later, they gave him a hand call and gave him a free goal. And
so, even a minute later. I mean, it was seconds after they came back into play after checking the VAR on the to see if there was a handball on Portland. And then the ref calls one seconds later. It was just so bizarre. I mean, I guess it was close. But
you thought it was a bad call.
It seemed,
how about the guy for Portland freaking out about it?
I don't blame him. I think it was, you know, kind of makeup-ish kind of call there.
A makeup call.
And, of course, Seattle buried the penalty kick off of it. So now we sit tied again. Both have scored in extra time.
What about 16 and a half minutes to go? How about the header for Portland to give them the lead?
Great goal.
From half the field.
Yep.
He kicked it across the field, the length of the field almost, from half the field and into the corner, the side of the net. The guy came flying in with a header. It was amazing. The guy with a ball right now. Anyway, Seattle has the ball, but Portland steals it. They're going to call him, though. They think they're getting jobbed, if you've noticed. Ever since this extra time, Portland's been complaining to the ref the entire extra time. So they think the game's fixed. The other team hasn't said a word. Have you noticed that? Seattle hasn't said a word. They're just playing. Portland's complaining the whole time.
Yeah, especially after that handball. They're going to be on the ref the whole time now.
But then if you get in a ref's face, don't they just yellow you and then red you? I mean,
very possible it could happen.
If you give them enough business, they give you the ride, don't they? Like in baseball? Two in the NBA, they give you the ride.
It don't take much in this either.
College pro football targeting, you get the ride. Eric Reed got the ride tonight, didn't he?
Sure did.
He got thrown out of that Steeler game. How about that Steeler win tonight? Man, did they kick Carolina's ass 6 ways till Sunday. What does that say about the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think the Steelers have shown you over the last couple of weeks that they're, you know, you want to say back. after their kind of slow start to the year.
Five straight wins.
I know the score. Obviously, they pounded them tonight. I kind of wish this was the type of game that maybe was, you know, played like on a Sunday or something. You know me with the road team.
So if the Bengals lose, if they lose on Sunday to the Saints, they're going to fall two games behind the Steelers.
Steelers are winning the North.
But this could be a huge weekend for that, for them to get a cushion, because they just got one tonight. And then if Cincinnati blows that game at home on Sunday to the Saints, let's say they lose to them, then they're two games back, and they've already played them, right? Didn't they play them?
Once they have, yes.
They got one more with them, and isn't that game in...
At Heinz, yeah.
It's in Pittsburgh. Heinz. Well, good luck with that. But they look good tonight at home. Ben looked great, 5 TDs. You can say whatever you want about that guy, dude. He just shows up every week. Does he not just show up? He's even good when they lose. You know what I mean? He's in every game. You can't. The only way you beat them, really, to get him off the field. He's the whole team.
And, of course, Connor left with the concussion, so.
Oh, that's huge.
I guess maybe now Bell walking back in the door, you know, in the next couple days.
Welcome home, son.
You're back. Here you go. You're right back in.
Here's the keys to the caddy. They got to use him now. Sign him this week and play him. I bet he doesn't do anything at first.
Well, we'll see, too. I mean, he's in the concussion protocol. It doesn't mean he's not going to be ready for the next game. They have a couple extra days because they played on Thursday night. He's got a week and a half to get his head right. They'll sit him, not play him for the next 4 or 5 practices. And then, you know, come Thursday, Friday next week, maybe he'll be back in there
so
ready to go.
So they play at the Jaguars on the 18th of – that's their next game at Jacksonville, I'm assuming. There's no more games in London, right? So that game's in Jacksonville. Do you think the Steelers will win that game or lose to them again like they did in the playoffs after winning 5 in a row?
Steelers will beat them that day.
Steelers should win, but I mean, they're going to be a lot different, I think, when that game rolls around, at least for the beginning of the game, because that's when Fournette's supposed to come back. And we've seen that they're a big, you know, different offense when he's there and he can control the offensive line and he can make the yards add up and get his piece. It takes the pressure off Bortles. So we'll see if that can come to fruition or if it's like the rest of this year where he plays for like a quarter and then is out the rest of the game hurt.
I think their schedule's tough. At Jags, at Broncos, the next two, then Chargers at home, at Raiders. That's a big West Coast swing. They go to Denver, come home, then go back out West. That's brutal in 3 straight weeks. So at Denver, home, at Oakland, home to the Patriots after the Oakland game, then at Saints, Bengals at home on 12:30 to finish it out. So that's a brutal schedule any way you slice it. They need to get these wins now. They're 6-2-1 first in the North. So let me get this straight. There's 1:20. They're going to play to 1:20, right, in this game. So there's 15 minutes, 14 and a half minutes left, and it's still tied 4-4.
Correct.
Do you think the next one ends it? The next one will be the last goal scored. Do you think they'll both score one more?
I don't think there'll be any more scoring.
You think no more scoring, it'll be penalty kicks?
Yes.
Whoa.
Although this game has been so bananas, I guess anything could happen in the next 14 minutes.
So basically, both teams are like allegedly clamping down now defensively.
You would think that's what normally would happen here when you get to about the 100. When you get to the second half of that extra time and you're still tied, you usually get that, all right, let's just get the kicks and we'll flip a coin.
That's a tough way to make a living, to rest your laurels on penalty kicks at the end of whether or not you're going to advance to the conference finals, right? Wouldn't you rather score a goal here and be done with it? That's the goal. Get a goal and end it. The next team that wins, I think, will be the last goal that's scored.
I could see someone doing it because, like I said, it's been a wacky game.
But boy, you're right about the defense. They are just lined up. I mean, like a wall of just a absolute wall of defensemen. They're not letting anybody get near
it. I could see Seattle pressing for the goal here. Seattle don't want to go to kicks. You know, Seattle is the better team. They're the higher-seeded team. Portland probably feels like at this point they going to kicks for them is okay. They're the underdog. It's a house money situation.
You think the guy that complained to me that we don't talk about the MLS?
I sure hope he's
happy.
Listening tonight.
Do you think he's happy tonight?
I hope so.
We talked about the MLS for an hour. It's the first time I've ever watched an MLS playoff game. I'll give you that. I think it's a first, isn't it? I'm not so sure, but I think it is. It's crazy. But you know the interesting thing about that Ben Roethlisberger tonight? Did you see him after Reed took, you know, tried to kill him, targeted, they threw him out of the game? Reed went up and apologized to him.
It's a nice job by Reed.
And then did you see what Roethlisberger said? Anyone that gets a fine for fighting after the Reed hit, Roethlisberger said he'll pay their fine.
His guys?
His guys.
A great job by him also. That's his guy sticking up for him. I thought that as soon as I saw it. I said, look at this. These guys got right in there behind him. And that's what you should do. That's what your offensive lineman should do for the quarterback.
Right. No question.
There's been plenty of guys who don't get picked up off the ground.
Peterman. They just leave him laying
Peterman
there.
Doesn't get to the ground. He just throws the ball to the other team.
He just gives it. He doesn't even have a shot at having anyone help him up because they wouldn't help him up, and he can't. He just throws it to him on his own accord. So now you focus on Sunday's games, and there's the Lions-Bears at Soldier Field, Chicagoland 6.5, Saints-Bengals, New Orleans 5.5. I thought it was 4, right? Falcons-Browns, Atlanta laying 6. I got it at 4 when it opened. Pats-Titans, New England minus 6.5. Jags-Colts, Colts minus 3 in Indy. Cards at Chiefs, 16.5. Kansas City laying 16.5. Do you remember that? Wasn't it the Minnesota game with Buffalo? I took like 16 points.
Yes, so now you have a spread that has beaten it this year. This spread's 17, right?
16.5, 17, yeah. Bills, Jets minus 7. So McCown covered the 7, even he's playing, right? Isn't McCown the starter?
McCown will play on Sunday.
And who will play for the Bills, Josh Allen?
I don't believe so, no.
So?
Unless Anderson clears the concussion by Saturday, it's going to be Peterman.
Oh, my God, run to the window. Redskins, Bucks in Tampa. Tampa laying 3. Chargers, Raiders. Chargers laying 10. Do you think they'll cover 10 against the Raiders? After last week, how about this? Seattle's getting 10 as well from the Rams. Look at all these teams with double digits they're getting. You don't think Vegas is just going to have favorites cover again and lose 10 more million, do you?
No, I think that you might see. I think the Raiders might give you an effort this weekend. I'm not saying they're going to beat the Chargers, but I think that I like the number in that game.
Yeah. Dolphins, Packers. Packers laying 9.5. You think they'll cover that, Wood?
I'm on the Pack.
And then what about the Rams, Seahawks? You going to take the Wood there to 10?
I'll take the Seahawks with the 10.
Cowboys, Eagles, it's 7. Philly laying 7. Can Dallas hang with them, or is their season over?
Eagles, big.
Eagles, big, and game over. Season over. Giants, Niners. You're taking the Giants, isn't that what you said to me?
I do like the Giants Monday night, yes.
I don't know about Mafia, what he thinks of that. You think the Giants can beat the Niners? It's Eli's last game. If he doesn't win, he's finished.
I want to say Niners because of how they looked last week against Oakland and what Mullins did, but I just can't see the Giants going after that talent that they have losing that game again. You know, they got embarrassed with that last year. I just think that that's a game that they're finally going to come through, even if it's Barkley himself carrying them over the 49ers. I don't think the 49ers are good enough to win that game.
855-212-4227. Call the show.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So anyway, I butchered the Farrah Fawcett thing, by the way. Carver High let me know that Farrah Fawcett's been dead for several years now. And I meant she died in 2009, which I meant no. I wasn't like joking around or anything. I was thinking of Bo Derek. That was who I was thinking of, even though she's not a Charlie's Angels either. It was right. It was Farrah Fawcett and the other two, the two brunettes. I can't remember their names. Kate Smith, wasn't that one of their names? I can't remember their names. Anyway. Jacqueline Smith was her name, right? Jacqueline Smith? Kate Jackson and Jacqueline Smith. There you go. So at least I got the names right. I butchered it. I didn't, little did I know, I didn't even know, to be honest with you, I didn't remember Farrah Fawcett had died. But I'll tell you what, like I meant Bo Derek. She's the one that has like the horse farm and a ranch and everything. She's still alive, and she's smoking hot still. That's what I meant. And I think that I thought Farrah Fawcett was smoking hot, too. I'll never forget when I was a kid, I had a picture of a Farrah Fawcett on the back of my bedroom door, right? Where, remember the picture of her in the bikini, like in the that great shot of her wearing that one piece, and she was smoking hot and had all that hair? Oh, my God. Farrah Fawcett. Are you kidding me? Rock star status. But I love this guy wrote me. A guy actually wrote me on the show. Rich wrote me to say Farrah Fawcett's been dead for years. Sorry about that. Little did I know. You know, I don't keep up on all this celebrity stuff. But I will say, I did mean Bo Derek, even though she's not a Charlie's Angel. She should have been. She should have been a Charlie's Angel. She is an angel. The Sounders and Timber are still going at it with less than 40 seconds before penalty kicks. So one last shot here for Seattle to take a crack at the net. There it is. They're going to try to find it. They got the runner. Shot it just wide. Oh. Alonzo. Kiko Alonzo. He had a shot right there. There was a nice little play they drew up on the header, and then the guy cutting down the middle. They had a shot, but he shot it wide. Now he's putting on a performance like he's injured to get a little rest for his boys. They never stopped the clock, though. You remember that. So there you go. Eric in Louisiana.
How you doing, man?
Hey, dude.
Much respect, man. Much respect.
Thanks, bro.
Just calling about the Saints, bro. Who dat?
Yeah, they're playing great, and I hope they handle their business in Cincinnati, because I'm a Steeler fan. If the Bengals lose, they're going to be two back. And then they only have to play them once. And they already, I think, didn't they beat them? Or the Steelers beat them? So all I know is I need the Bengals to lose. And that means I'm rooting for the Saints. The Saints look great.
Man. I'll take it, man. I'll take it any way I can get it.
Look, the Saints look great. I'll give you that and everything. And they beat the Rams. I took the Saints over the Rams to win outright. I believe in them. But it is so far, if you ask me, to be placing them in Atlanta in the Super Bowl here in Week 10. Is that what it is, Week 10? Everybody's already got them playing in the Super Bowl. It's like it's a given or something, and it just doesn't work that way. It's going to be hard no matter what. They're still going to have to play the game, so we'll see if they get it done. I mean, right now, they're frankly everyone's favorite to go to the Super Bowl, but a week ago it was the Rams, right? If they win in Cincinnati, they'll be up 2 on Carolina after Carolina got their ass handed to them tonight in Pittsburgh. Allen in the Steel City.
Hey, Scotty. Great show as always, man.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, I have two questions for you about the Steelers, sir. Hey, what do you think about Bell coming back on Monday? Because the way he's talking about he's coming back on Monday, they said.
Well, he's going to come back, sign his tender, and now he's going to play because if Connor's got a concussion or he's in protocol and he can't go, who else are they going to give it to? Bell is going to come back and play, and I say grind him down. I mean, you know, if he's only going to play for week 11 on, he has to play, what is that, 7 games? And so I'll give you this. They owe him $7 million, whatever. Put him to work. Make him carry it 25 times a game and throw it to him another 8 or 10. So you didn't get him to, you know, have him show up at the games and sign autographs. You got him to play him. And if it's going to be the last games he plays in Pittsburgh, you want to play him as much as possible and get him into the playoffs and see if he can get lucky and win you another Super Bowl, because they sadly need another one. They got 6. Everybody else has 5. So if they could get another one, they'd have a cushion of 2. They need to win the Super Bowl. I don't think they're a Super Bowl championship team right now, if you ask me. I think they look fantastic tonight, but if you place them in the Super Bowl ahead of, like, the Pats and the Chiefs right now, and there's other good teams that are playing well, right? It's not like, look, I think that they're a good team. I think they're a playoff team. I think they're a dangerous team. They have, obviously, Big Ben, Antonio Brown, Juju. They're going to have Bell. They've had Connor. They got a defense. This guy Watt and Dupree, they're all starting to play a lot better. And then, you know, there's going to be other teams, the Texans and, you know, the Chargers. I think at worst they're going to be a wild card team. And, you know, the Patriots are going to be tough. And if they get their way, they'll be playing at home.
But that's all that matters for the Steelers, is they got to beat the Patriots. That's it. they could beat all these other teams. They have beat all these other teams. They have a hard time beating Tom Brady.
And they're playing them in the game, a regular season game, but that doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter either. You know when they got to beat them.
They got to beat them in the playoffs, in the divisional semi or in the title game.
And you know where they're going to have to beat them.
They're going to have to beat them there. Then again, the Patriots are 5-0 at home. That's already done. Steelers are 3-2 at home, and that's that. Jason in Niagara Falls.
Hey, Phil, thanks for my call. I think the Steelers can beat New England. I think they got a better defense. Their offense, they got more weapons on offense, too. It just depends on the health and where they play that game. But I don't know. I think they can beat Kansas City, too. They got a much better defense than Kansas City.
Yeah, I think Kansas City beat their ass. So that I'm not going to forget. Now, in the postseason, the Steelers have had a tremendous amount of success against the Chiefs. So if you rest on your laurels and on your past and on, going back in time and trends like that, that's, I say, a dangerous way to make a living. The reality is you're going to have to play them in the playoffs this year. And, you know, last year, 5 years ago, 7, 8, 9 years ago, doesn't mean jack. I mean, I love how people always think just because you beat them before, it means you're going to beat them again. I don't think it works that way. I really don't.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Don't forget, tomorrow night on a Pain-Free Friday show, Jamie Eisenberg, with our fantasy blowout segment, an entire football game worth of calls, first half and a second half. That's a double segment in Portuguese. So we're going to talk to him for two segments, take your calls on fantasy tomorrow night at 11 Eastern on Friday Night Fights. Pain-Free Friday show. Lots happening. Louisville and Cuse, Fresno and Boise. A guy called earlier. You remember he asked me about the Fresno game? He was on Fresno and 2.5. That might be a good bet. I'm not going to deny it. Fresno's the better football team this year. They've kicked everyone's ass. They've covered like crazy. I just have this weird feeling on a Friday night on the blue carpet in Boise, it's a tough place to win no matter what. And that's just all there is to it. So I'm going the other way on that game and rolling the dice. We'll see what happens. I got burned on NC State tonight. I think a lot of people did. And then I hit the Steelers to win. So, I mean, I thought Carolina would give them a better game. And we'll see what happens. Friday night, Louisville Cuse. This is another game. They're laying 21. I mean, that's a ton of points for just Syracuse. To me, laying 21 in any game is insanity. I don't even care who they're playing, what they're playing, when they're playing, how they're playing, or if they're hot or not. That's three touchdowns they got to cover. Wasn't it the same kind of thing with NC State tonight, like around 19 or something, and they couldn't cover it? I mean, it's a conference game, and I know Louisville's been terrible, but three touchdowns, my God. It's just like they could backdoor it easily.
And with all the talk this week with Bobby Petrino, the chatter that he could be on the hot seat.
They're desperate to.
You could see him with a little effort tomorrow night.
Desperate to win.
But they did just come off a 61-point loss to Clemson.
Well, that's different. They're not playing Clemson.
No, but Syracuse hung tough with Clemson. They can't cover 21 when Clemson covered 60.
I would think so. But when I looked at their numbers, the bottom line is that, you know, with big numbers, big spreads, I looked at their games. And
you know what? I'm gonna go Louisville tomorrow night with the points. Syracuse, they get the chatter.
Listen,
they just got whacked last week. Syracuse.
They've covered six times and they put up points. They put up in the last, like, even when they lose, they scored 37. They win 40, 51, 41. These are the last few games. When they lost to Clemson, it was 27-23. They should have won that game. Connecticut, they put 51 on them. I know they stink and everything, but in their conference play, since Clemson, Pitt, you know, the Pitt game, they lost 44-37, even scoring 37 when they lose. So this team's going to score, let's say, 37 on average, if you ask me, right? And they're laying 21. So there's no room for error. They score once, they're going to cover.
Yeah, I'm with you. And Syracuse, you know, they shouldn't be looking ahead at anything, considering this is the first time they've been good in forever. But they might have Yankee Stadium on their minds next week.
I think they already do. They're already thinking about Notre Dame.
So that could factor
that's
in as
their,
well.
That's their national championship game right there. And believe me, you, they could pounce on that game and take advantage of it. Anthony in Boston on the hub.
Hey, Burrell. How are you?
Hey.
Just one thing right now I just wanted to tell you on Sports Hub. Jones and Kartan, they're mocking you and making fun of you guys. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I really don't.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So it's
yeah. Okay. But on Tuukka Rask, he sucked tonight. He let so many goals go by. I want him to be an elite goalie. Do you think he?
Yeah, I don't know. I think those. I think you know he has been an elite goalie in his career. There's no denying that. One of the weird things, I think they're still a good hockey team. I still think he's a good goalie. And I just think the Canucks are having a great start to their season. And it's another win. They broke 10 wins tonight. That was a big win for them in Boston. It's not every single night that, you know, Rask is going to be on top of his game. He didn't even make that many saves in that game, only 11 saves, so whatever. And as far as the other thing goes, I have no idea about anything that goes on at really, to be honest with you, at the station in Boston. I'm not involved. I do the CBS Sports Radio national show here, and I can't comment on things I have no awareness of. And if, you know, there's people up there that don't like me and everything else, that's fine with me, too. I could care less. I don't even know who they are. So, whatever. And they don't know me. I don't know them. So, we'll get along just fine. I could care less about anyone up there, what they think of me. To be honest with you, I'm sure they all have wonderful things to say about each other. I sit around here at this place, all they do is talk bad about each other around here, too. I'm filled with all that amateurism in my life of everywhere you go, people just talking bad about you with everything you do on the radio or in life and everything else. I've always stuck to the old theory of kiss my ass. I don't care what you think of me. Keep talking about me. See if I care. And again, I don't even know who they're talking to me about. I don't even know who either person is or if it's 5 people. I don't know. 10 people, 20 people. I can't keep track of all the greatness, that's commenting about my career here. I've done such a horrible job of being on national radio for the last 25 years and doing 35 years of radio. I've done so horribly. You know, it's incredible how average I am compared to some of the people that are so genius everywhere else around me. I can't keep up with all the greatness and everything. Mike in Michigan.
Hi, Pharrell. Got an NFL question for you. I'm still rooting for my home team. What do you think needs to be done to get the Lions straightened out?
Well, one of the things is you can't give up 10 sacks in a football game in the NFL and think you're going to get away with it. I mean, I think their offensive line looked terrible. They got rid of Golden Tate, so, you know, there goes half your receiving crew. I mean, if you ask me, I mean, they had, Jones and Tate were the two guys that they threw the ball to. So I think that's a little bit of a problem for their quarterback and you know, having a situation where they just don't have a lot now to go for. I mean, I don't know what they were thinking with that move, but I'm sure they had all the answers. I told you they had a big game. Don't they play the Bears this week at Soldier Field? That's not going to be fun. That's not going to be fun for them, if you ask me. So who ended up winning? Oh, the Wild ended up winning that game against the Kings 3-1. That was that late-night game that was going on in L.A. And then we also saw tonight the Warriors lose at the hands of Giannis, the Greek freak, and the Bucks. The Bucks look fantastic tonight. So the Steelers owner, Art Rooney II, admits he has no idea what the plan is for Bell, but I don't know what his plans are, but I would say at this point we expect him to come back next week. We know he's back in Pittsburgh, so we're hoping to have some communications with him over the weekend. We're kind of expecting he'll be back next week. Now, the story is tonight, Connor in protocol, so that's a whole new can of worms right there for the Bell situation. The Steelers need to get that deal done, have him come in, sign it, and play some football. That's that. Kyler Murray, different than Baker Mayfield, but he might be better. This is an article I saw. Do you believe that the guy playing at Oklahoma now at quarterback, the kid that's going to be with the A's, right? He signed with the A's. He's a baseball player, pro baseball player, had 1 year of eligibility at Oklahoma, so he's playing football. You think he's better than Baker Mayfield, who won the Heisman there and is now the number one draft pick in the NFL playing for the Browns? You're telling me that this kid at Oklahoma is better? What do you think?
I'm not ready to go there. I'm just not.
I'm not either.
I think he played really well early in the year. I don't think he's played as well since. But you know, I'm not saying he's terrible, but I'm not ready to quote. Would you think that he would be the number one overall pick in the draft this
year? No, and I also don't think that you can even like question what Baker Mayfield did at Oklahoma. He played in huge games. He played in, didn't he play in playoff games and in like at one point or another, didn't he play in BCS games too? A Rose Bowl game against Georgia that they blew. All right, so he played in a lot of big games. I thought, you know, you win the Heisman. Is Kyler Murray going to win the Heisman?
I don't believe he is, no.
Who do you think they're going to give the Heisman to?
I guess they're probably right now going to give it to Tua.
Yeah, so he's going to get it. But, I mean, the bottom line is Kyler Murray and Oklahoma still got a shot. Everybody keeps talking about Notre Dame and Michigan, and it's automatic. Listen, Notre Dame could lose to, you know, Wimbush could lose this game to Florida State. They could lose to Syracuse at Yankee Stadium. They could lose to, you know, JT Daniels and USC at the Coliseum. Michigan could lose to Ohio State. And Oklahoma could be playing in that playoff still. And then we'll see what Kyler Murray's all about. The Rams expressed condolences for the victims of the Thousand Oaks mass shooting. Did you see that at that college bar? Wasn't it like college night and country night at this bar? And some guy went in there and started killing people late last night. West Coast, right? Horrible. 11 dead, right? Is that about accurate? It just never ends, does it? Darren Sproles out against the Cowboys after aggravating a hamstring injury. And he had just gotten better, right? Like the same day he stepped on the field, he re-aggravated it. Starting to wonder about Darren Sproles' body at this point, right? Has he hit the road?
He's washed.
He's washed now? The Dolphins fined $30,000, Adam Case $15,000 for violating injury report policies. And it's for their actions prior to the October 14th win over the Bears. And noting the fines are for listing Ryan Tannehill as a full practice participant on October 11th. And he missed that game with a shoulder injury. It didn't stop the Dolphins from winning in overtime. The league investigated Miami's reporting of the Tannehill status. And they said he was a full participant, and he wasn't. There you go. How about the Pirates? They signed Hung Ho Kang. Remember that guy? He's the guy that got all those DUIs, right? And then he got visa problems. Are you surprised they re-signed him with his multiple DUIs? I'm surprised he's – remember how they wouldn't even let him in the country? He had so many problems. He was arrested and charged with fleeing the scene of a DUI accident in South Korea in 2017. So he played just three games last season. I'm surprised they kept him, to be honest with you. I saw this thing on Melo, his shot attempts for the past two seasons. I don't even care about that anymore after watching him go Clank City 1-for-11 tonight from the floor and have only 2 points. The NHL Department of Player Safety will not bring discipline, any additional discipline, to Gino Malkin for the hit to TJ Oshie's head in their 2-1 win over the Penguins last night in D.C. The in-game punishment was enough and felt that Malkin was bracing for impact more than delivering a headshot. You agree with that decision, or you think he got some love because of his fame?
I actually agree with the decision.
You thought it was not a cheap shot?
I think that they always factor in things like, did the player get hurt, etc. I mean, Oshie came back in the game.
Right.
I think that him just getting thrown out of that game was enough.
Did you see Bill Bender? That's the guy. We've had him on here from Sporting News.
One of the all-time
greats. He came up with a bunch of playoff combinations. The one we have now, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan. The one we had in August, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma. The one Bama wants, Bama, Oklahoma, Ohio State, UCF. I don't see that. The one Bama doesn't want, Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan. The one the networks want, Alabama, Notre Dame, Michigan, Oklahoma. The one the networks don't want, Alabama, Washington State, West Virginia, Central Florida. The one the South wants, Clemson, Georgia, Alabama, West Virginia. The one the North wants, what are we, North-South now, like Civil War? Notre Dame, Michigan, West Virginia, and Washington State. The North wants that. My ass. Do people really want West Virginia and Washington State in the college football playoff? I've never heard one person say that. The one Twitter can't handle, Alabama, Notre Dame, Michigan, and UCF. And then the one that we're actually going to get on December 2nd, Alabama, Clemson, Michigan, and Oklahoma. So they think Notre Dame's the one that's going to lose, and that Oklahoma and Kyler Murray will be in that game.
I really kind of want UCF to lose a game at some point along the way here, just because I'm so sick and tired of hearing them whine.
Of hearing them.
So I kind of just want to lose, because they have no business being anywhere near a playoff.
Two seasons in a row they go undefeated?
I don't care. But they play hacks. They don't play anybody good. I get it. They beat Auburn last year in the one chance that they had. I hope they lose. I don't want them putting up fake banners again this summer.
So you just think they're you just think they're like in a beer league.
Oh, that's a beer league that they play in. No doubt. That American Conference.
In the beer league?
Sorry.
All right. So, what do we got? Two college football games tomorrow night. And then it's basically awful. It's awful. But hopefully it'll be good games. You know, I think the Fresno-Boise game's actually going to be wild.
That'll be fun.
I think it'll be wild. Carver High, did you know that a mafia put all blue carpet in his house ever since he became a Boise State fan?
Really?
Yeah, he has blue carpet everywhere, in his car, in his house, on his ceilings, in his shower. He has one of those, shag carpet showers that you see on the commercial on TV. Check out On the Bets tomorrow on WestwoodOnePodcast.com and iTunes, everywhere else. And for Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.